I'm Dan Hughes in the Treasure Corner. Today we're going to talk about coins that weren't really coins, and they were issued by individual states, not by the federal government. I'm talking about sales tax tokens. Individual states had toyed with the idea of charging sales tax as early as 1921, but nothing much was done until the Depression, when, during the first year of the FDR administration, 11 states passed sales tax laws. By 1940, there were 30 states collecting sales tax. The tax was low, just 1 or 2%, but the problem was, how could a store collect tax on a 5-cent or a 10-cent purchase? Remember, back in those days, Cokes and candy bars were a nickel and comic books were a dime. If the tax was 1%, then the tax on a nickel purchase would be 1/20th of a penny. How do you collect that? You either have to round it down to zero and charge nothing, or round it up to a penny and charge 20 times what's actually owed. So to solve the problem, tax tokens were invented. They were worth just a fraction of a cent, designed especially to pay sales tax that was under a penny. Each state that had a sales tax had its own tokens, and some cities, towns, and counties had their own special tokens. Some individual businesses even issued them. There was no standardization of all these tax tokens. They were made of aluminum, zinc, copper, and brass, in all different sizes and denominations. And a major problem was soon apparent with these tax tokens. Many of them looked a lot like United States coins. Illinois, for example, had a token that was easily mistaken for a dime. So to combat that problem, tokens were made with a hole in the middle, or they were square instead of round, or they were made of heavily compressed paper rather than metal. I found quite a few tax tokens when I was metal detecting in Alabama, and they looked like aluminum, but I'm guessing they were zinc because they were heavily pitted or had holes eaten into them, a lot like those deteriorated zinc Lincoln pennies we're always finding. The brass and copper tokens still look pretty good, though, even if they've been in the ground since the Depression. Tax tokens were common from about 1930 to 1944. They started fading out during World War II, and the last state to drop them, Missouri, gave them up in 1961. There are over 500 different varieties of tax tokens, and sad to say, they aren't worth a lot of money. You'll remember from econ class that value is determined by two things, supply and demand. In the case of tax tokens, the supply is scarce, but there's very little demand. There just aren't a lot of tax token collectors out there. Most people don't even know they were ever in common use in America. I was heavy into coin collecting starting when I was about 8 years old, and until I found a tax token with my metal detector, I had no idea they existed. They aren't mentioned in the coin books because they were issued by states, not by the federal government. But though they aren't worth a lot of money, they are quite a conversation starter. I think they're fascinating, and it's a shame nobody but us treasure hunters know anything about them. They are a bit of American history that has been pretty much forgotten. Well, thanks for listening, and for a look at my book and some free articles on metal detecting and treasure hunting, visit my website, treasuremanual.com. In the Treasure Corner, I'm Dan Hughes.